state lawmakers are decelerating on a bill designed to give victims of violent crimes the same legal standing as the people accused of committing them. The bill is based on model legislation. It's backed by high-powered lobbyists and financed by a California billionaire. It also had the backing of the entire legislative leadership. But as Steve Missler reports, some lawmakers are concerned about implications to the justice system and its financial costs.
Last month, the so-called Victims' Bill of Rights proposal appeared to be on the fast track to passage. Many of the rights are already codified in Maine law, but the proposed constitutional amendment broadens those rights, including allowing victims to refuse to be the subject of a deposition or discovery by the accused or his or her attorney. Despite the early blessing from legislative leadership, some lawmakers are pumping the brakes.
At this point, there's no way I could even think about voting for this.
Republican State Senator Scott Searway is a member of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, the panel vetting the proposal. A former police officer, Searway said he's sympathetic to victims, but he's also worried about the implications of enshrining victims' rights in the Constitution. Others worry that it will upend the primary tenet of the justice system, innocent until proven guilty, the constitutional protection guaranteed to defendants. Democratic Representative Barbara Cardone is an attorney from Bangor.
To create constitutional rights for victims before the state has proven its case is to negate the presumption of innocence.
Other opponents include the Maine Chiefs of Police Association, the Maine Commission on Domestic Violence and Sexual Abuse, the Criminal Law Advisory Commission, and the Maine Prosecutors Association. It's supported by the National Organization of Parents for Murdered Children, as well as several people who have lost family members to violent crime. The LePage administration also endorsed the proposal, but Department of Public Safety Commissioner John Morris couched his support.
I caution you not to rush this bill.
Morris warned of unintended consequences, but didn't elaborate. But opponents were quick to point out its flaws.
The worst thing that we can do in this state to our victims is to create a set of expectations that we're not going to honor by robust funding.
Speaking on behalf of the Maine Prosecutors Association, Cumberland County District Attorney Stephanie Anderson told lawmakers that the proposal creates a set of procedures that will require additional resources, including staff and prosecutors' offices and the judicial branch. Marianne Lynch, a spokeswoman for the Maine courts, said they're not taking a position on the bill, but to expect additional cost if it's approved. Anderson described the proposal as a feel-good bill. Representative Thomas Longstaff, a Democrat from Waterville, asked Anderson what kind of message the prosecutors were sending.
The message is this. If you want these things for real, you have to pay for them. And you're not coming close right now.
Earlier this year, Montana suspended implementation of a voter-approved Bill of Rights, also known as Marcy's Law, amid concerns from law enforcement and victims' organizations about inadequate funding.
It was sold to the people because obviously everyone wants to help victims. And it was sold to the people as a basic, you know, this is not going to affect the way that we do business. And it absolutely has.
Brian Gutkin is the sheriff for Gallatin County in Montana. Gutkin told Maine Public Radio in April that the new law loosely defined victims in such a way that it also granted rights to victims of nonviolent crimes. And that's created problems for cash-strapped victim services organizations. Cumberland County District Attorney Stephanie Anderson told lawmakers to expect similar problems in Maine.
This is in front of you right now because Marcy's brother, who is worth $1.7 billion, has decided that he wants to bring this to other states in memory of his sister.
Like other proposals, the Victims' Bill of Rights in Maine is pushed by Marcy's Law for All, an organization founded and financially backed by Henry Nicholas. Nicholas's sister, Marcy, was killed by her ex-boyfriend in 1983. Since then, he's spent more than $16 million on the effort. Two-thirds of the legislature is needed to send the bill to Maine voters. But so far, the bill appears short of that threshold. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.